And next case, please.
The next item under old business is case number 11733. Kenneth A. and Priscilla M. Hubley seek a variance to reduce the front yard setback. Section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code, and this was tabled at the meeting of March 7th.
Mr. Chairman, I'll refrain from hearing this one as well for the previous reason.
Okay, gentlemen, this one was tabled by you, Mr. Rickard.
Yeah, I wanted to do is to give some thought to, we went over this case, and I think at the last minute, I had recognized that myself, I maybe my colleagues have did that before me, that we had about 20, I think he said 20.5 and a half feet into the lagoon. Is that correct? Part of his property?
I think so.
Okay. And taking that into consideration, gentlemen, if you look at the the plot plan that they have here, that bulkhead, he can build right up to that bulkhead the way the lot is laid out, because it's an AR1 undersized lot. It would be 30 in the front, 10 on the sides, and 20 in the rear. So with a different look at it, I don't know if you all were looking at it that way, there's no reason in my mind he couldn't build in the rear. I don't see why he has to have that encroachment into the front setback when he could have had, I think he's saying that he wants to put an add on to his bedroom. And I think that's his master bedroom, and I think that's, again, falls under the category of this is what he wants, and this is what his wife wants, and this, right? But I don't think it's a need that he cannot do something in the rear, because he does have some space back there. I don't know how you guys look at it. That's the reason I'm wondering.
I thought he said the bedroom was up to the front. Why he needed to add that part on.
Is that what he said, the bedroom? Okay.
Yeah, because, the back, he's got the deck in the back. I thought that added right to the bedroom in the front. Was that right?
Yeah, he said so, because we'd asked him about, you won't put it on that side, but then it would be so narrow or something.
Yeah, but he said that needs a bedroom up front for a closet room and everything else. I think we did ask him about going to the back.
Did we?
Yeah.
I believe you did.
We did ask about going to the back of it, but he got the deck back up, but the bedroom's in the front.
And I believe he stated, there wasn't a lot of room, and especially since there's a deck off the back as
off the back, yes.
Right, but he can go right up to the line. That was the reason, yeah. That's it now. My memory's come back to me. That's the reason I said to give you another look at it, if you didn't look at it, that he could build right up to the bulkhead.
Well, I think the other thing, Mr. Rickard, was, being on the water there was, I think, a concern as well. I recall him saying something to that effect. And in the front yard, he did mention that there were other structures that were closer to the road. And that roadway does not pave up to the edge.
His was, yeah.
And I think that in that area, I'm trying to bring out all the facts, because I believe in that area they are required by their HOA or something like that to be 25 feet. Am I correct there?
That I couldn't answer to the HOA, but there have been multiple other variances on that street granted.
Oh, no, I see it here. It says, yes, the other 25-foot setbacks property line will be approved. Okay. Okay. So, anyway, I don't know how you guys feel.
So, your feelings is?
Well, I don't. My feelings is that, I don't know. I don't agree with it. I don't think he should be it's something he wants. It's not something that he wants a master bedroom closet.
Yeah, he wants to extend it out.
Right.
5 feet.
5 feet.
And, you know, he's already there.
I think you should work around that.
But he'd be in line with the rest of the homes, like with the 25 feet, some farther right than what it's going to be.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think he looked to the back, but he needed the bedroom space. That's what he was saying.
Extend the one he's got.
I mean, I don't think he really can put that to the back. I don't think he can get any benefit out of putting it to the back.
No, not what he wants it for.
Not what he wants it for.
Well, that's the reason I tabled it, gentlemen. Mr. Hudson?
So you can really look at it again. Mr. Hudson?
Well, he did have a petition with 8 people in support, and I believe we have 1 letter in support.
We did.
And I believe it's a minimal variance to afford relief. This gentleman has owned the property since 1996. It's not like he just moved down here and wants to, you know, I think he wants it for a retirement home. I think he's been there long enough. He realizes, you know, that that's the best app. The addition to the front is the best application for their needs at the time. As they get older and retire, I believe. So I'm in favor of it. I think it's a minimal variance to afford relief.
Okay. Well, I looked at Mr. Rickard and, you know, how you, what you had said there in the, you know, in the back of, you know, trying to get into the lagoon, like it was 22 feet, but then I looked at, you know, after I looked at it again, the second one is that the property cannot be developed out to the canal to ensure the environment is not adversely impacted. And by going out front, he's keeping the side properties being adhered to, and he plans to live in the property, and the second story not be feasible as they get older, because they won't accommodate, if they do that, they won't accommodate the inclusion of stairs. So, I don't know. Oh, it's an extension of the bedroom for the remainder of their years. So, I don't know. After you had brought that out, and I looked at that again, though, and after hearing this discussion now, Mr. Rickards, to see how he could go out the back. He'd have to move the deck?
Yeah, he'd have to move the deck.
And then his bedroom, that 5 feet off that back, would that give him what, I mean, he could, he's got 21.2 or 20, almost 22 feet into there.
Yeah.
But that's 12.2, so he's gonna move that out and add the 5 foot, but
I think I was not in favor of this until I heard that, which I missed somewhere, that 25 feet were going to be in line with the rest of the
properties.
Properties there, that kind of in mind there, and also the fact that. You would have to move the deck. There are two things that. I based on that, and based on my colleagues' input on that, I'll change my mind to. I was leaning towards a nay, but
I'm like you. I was, but until I looked at those two, there did stick out. You have to move again that deck.
Yeah.
You know, out, and then you know he's. And he's only going to come out to 5 feet, which will keep him right in line. I guess to pull that average, but say he'll be in line with everybody else.
Yeah.
And he's keeping the size of his property intact, you know, so he's not going to be intruding. So I would have no.
And it's tied into the bedroom, too.
Yeah, and it's tied into what he's already got now.
Already got into the bedroom.
Yeah, that's what convinced me of.
Right. And then they're getting
I did want to take a look at that, if there's any possible way that, you know, we can get him to build it somewhere else when he's encroaching.
Yeah. But the way they are, I don't see
no other way.
They couldn't get in the back, they couldn't get a set of steps, I mean stairs, to, as they're, you know, as they're saying, they're getting older, and that would make it easier on them down there with.
Right.
So, again, after looking at it, getting and reviewing it, those two did stick out to me. Yeah. There's no other way he could really, you know, make it work, feasible. So I have no problem with it, favor of it. So if there's no further discussion, And if the board is ready to vote, chair will entertain a motion. Case 11,733.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,733 based on the colleagues convinced me and pointed out some issues that I didn't see there when I was looking it over, and I appreciate that. The property, of course, is a 75 by, I believe, what, 135 mm-hmm. foot deep, and part of his property is also irregular in the fact that he reaches into the lagoon there, part of his 35, I guess he'd be about 110 to 100 feet is buildable. And also that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. He stated the reason he needed the extra space. And the practical difficulty with the encroachment and, the extended rear into the lagoon and the size of the lot is he's not creating the practical difficulty, and the request of the variance is moving that will afford relief. And it will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, which most houses will be in line with his adjustment. So with that, I make a motion we approve case number 11,733.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,733. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,733 is approved. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. That's all the old business. So now we'll